Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. The towns and resorts in Lang Leg County today are popular tourist destinations, but few visitors to the county realize the significance of the name Lang Leg. What is today Lang Leg County was initially organized in 1879 as New County, but adopted the name Lang Leg in 1880 to honor Charles de Lang Leg, a fur trapper, trader, military leader, and founder of Green Bay. Charles de Lang Leg was born in 1729 at Fort Michilimackinac on what is today the northern tip of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Lang Leg's father was Augustin Lang Leg, a French-Canadian fur trader. His mother was Domitilde, which is a French name, but Domitilde was Ottawa and the sister of Chief Nisowake. Some stories have Augustin and his 16-year-old son Charles arriving at La Baie Verte, or Green Bay, in 1745 to establish a trading post. But Charles de Lang Leg did not make Green Bay his permanent home until 1764. 1764 was a year after the end of the French and Indian War in the American colonies, and Charles de Lang Leg played a significant role in that conflict. He was very much a man of two worlds and was fluent in both Ottawa and French. When conflict came against the British colonists in the East, Lang Leg sided with the French and led warriors from the Three Fires Confederacy in defense of French claims. In 1755, Lang Leg and members of the Potawatomi, Ottawa, and Chippewa joined the French in defense of Fort Duquesne at what is today the site of Pittsburgh in western Pennsylvania. Lang Leg fought against and helped to defeat General Edward Braddock and his aide-de-camp George Washington at the Battle of the Monongahela. Afterward, Lang Leg was made second-in-command at Fort Michilimackinac, and in 1757 participated in the siege of Fort William Henry, and in 1759 fought at the Battle of Quebec. After the war, the French surrendered Fort Michilimackinac to the British, and that is when Lang Leg moved to Green Bay, making it his permanent home. He became a loyal subject of the British Empire, and when the American Revolution broke out, Lang Leg sided with the British. Although his participation was minimal compared to the earlier conflict, the British did make Lang Leg a captain in the Indian Department. In that capacity, he raised a force of First Nations warriors to fight against General George Rogers Clark, who was moving across Illinois to capture the Mississippi Valley for the Americans. Lang Leg's help, however, came too late. When the Revolution ended, Lang Leg returned to his home in Green Bay and resumed his life as a farmer and trader. As a resident of what was now the Northwest Territories, he was part of the new United States. He offered no opposition to American jurisdiction, as it really made little difference in his remote location. Although he was half French, Lang Leg never saw Europe, and other than Quebec, never saw the Atlantic colonies. He lived his entire life around the Great Lakes, but was a significant part of events during the American Revolutionary War era. He died in 1801. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.